Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days for Lives and Friends. Tonight is Diva Sky Network and I will discuss the latest 3 weeks of the show. Please feel free to call in at 914-338-1239. You can also join us on our chat room. You can follow us daily at our blog at divadaysforlives.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us at letter D, Diva. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm trying to get the music stopped. There we go.
I'm wondering about that.
Yeah.
It just, well, it's my
computer. Keep going.
It's so slow. Yeah, it's so slow, and I can't get the stop. And my screen keeps refreshing. That drives me up the wall. So anyway, we have the night here. Say hello.
Queen of the night. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And then we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
And we have Saddle Shoes.
Hi.
Hey. So, without further ado, we will break our news tonight. So I've been kind of working on this all day, conversing back and forth on Facebook. Steve Blackwood, who played Bart, will be joining us Tuesday night at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time for half an hour. So I couldn't be more thrilled. And if
Yay.
I was joking with I was joking with someone earlier tonight that they were saying that Steve's going to take our virginity Tuesday night.
He's the first one.
He's the first.
Finally.
We've been working for months trying to get people. We get yeses, but we don't get dates. So thank God for Steve. Yes. He's been wonderful. He's been very easy to work with. And, and it's going to be a fantastic interview. He's just a super talented guy, fantastic singer, and is acting. He goes from being comedic to making you cry within a few seconds. And also, he's teaching now in Detroit, so I just can't wait. This is going to be a lot of fun talking with Steve. So, without further ado, you guys want to discuss the pre-nominations?
Discuss them or laugh at
them. Yeah. Shocked? I'm in a state of shock.
Well, I'm not shocked at anything they do about pre-nominations anymore.
I thought it was actually pretty predictable. I mean, like the younger actress category, it's like, well, you only have so many choices, you know.
Right.
So in some ways it's predictable.
It could have been worse. I thought it could have been worse, but it was bad enough.
Yeah, I have to say I was kind of surprised.
I was afraid Galen was going to be on that list, and along with everybody else that they put on there who shouldn't have been.
I'm surprised Lauren wasn't in there in supporting.
Lauren should have been in there before.
She should have been in there
for at least
supporting.
Before several of the other women who
should have been there for lead, as far as I'm concerned. But whatever.
Yeah. So. Did you guys? I think let's start with lead actor with Fancy Face. Who did you think should have been for lead actor?
Well, I did pick James Scott, because obviously he acted himself into a frenzy this year with all the Grace and Sydney stuff. And but I also picked Peter Reckle because he's a lead and he was nominated for the Emmy last year, and you know, and he certainly has been staying strong and in the forefront. And yeah, I was questioning. I mean, I'm thrilled for Jon Aniston. I'm a fan. I think he's great. Do I think he was a lead actor this year? No, he seemed more supporting to me. But, hey, I'd be thrilled if he walked home with the Emmy, but I think he would have had a stronger I don't know how they determine who does lead and who does supporting, if there's like a real, you know, amount of screen time that they use to determine that or what, but it just seems to me like he'd have a stronger shot winning in the supporting category. But
yeah,
that
I don't understand
any
how they do lead either, because he seems like a lead actor to me. I guess maybe
I'm not sure any...
how long he's been around, I guess.
I'm not sure it matters what they put themselves in, because I don't truly think any day's actor, even if he gets nominated, has a shot of winning.
Well, that's what we said last
personally.
Year, and look what happened. None of us thought that Darren Brooks would win, and he did, you know. So you just
well,
know.
No, I mean lead actor or actress.
Oh, I see.
I don't think, especially lead actor, that they just, CBS and ABC just, they're exclusive. It's like this exclusive little club. And nobody else.
Yep.
Bleepity.
Yes, Erica 586.
Yep. Bleepity.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you, because you worked really hard getting Steve for us.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a lot of fun.
You worked hard on that.
Yeah, he's...
to see him in person, though.
Oh, yeah, he's really a nice guy. I mean, he sat next to me, and we chatted for a little bit, and he knew one of the girls really well that was sitting at the table, and they're all involved in acting in the Detroit area, but he's really trying to get his name out there, and being that Michigan is into getting movies right now, and there are some TV locations done here, too. He's trying to find work because it's so hard out in L.A. I mean, everybody's cutting back, you know, and I wish him the best. I bought his CD, and he autographed it for me, and he really does a good job on the old Sinatra standards. I mean, it's really, really top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish him well, and I hope everything goes smooth Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't blow it, did I? Pardon?
Oh, I think it's going to be a blast. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah. Well, he's a funny guy, too. I mean, he's nice. He's got a real personality. So, anyway. So, you all were talking about the nominations?
Yeah. What did you think about the pre-noms?
Well, the Jon Aniston one, you're right. It did catch me by surprise. And I'm just wondering if he's planning on retiring or something? Is that why they put his name in? I don't know. It was just a thought.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope not, because
he
had a lot
for
the show.
Oh, yeah. He has been on contract for years. There was a rumor that he doesn't want to be because he wants to do other things.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't want to be tied up with a contract.
But he had the best line during the week. He said something about to Vivian, even the Three Stooges on crack could have had a better plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He has the best singers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, who did you think should have been the second, or who did you think should have been the lead actor nominee?
Well, James Scott. There's no doubt he's good. And I still like Joe Mascola. I mean, I don't know. Has he ever won? But James Scott has had a lot of time. Yeah. And Peter Rickell is deserving, too. I guess James Scott, though, is the front runner, in my opinion, as far as days goes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's great eye candy, and he does act, and that accent just melts your heart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I'll go ahead.
I forgot who the other nominees were. I know there was one category where Ari Zucker was supporting actress or something, and maybe you'll get to that later. But That's real neat, too, because she's lead all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the lead actress. It was Allison Sweeney and Christian Alfonso. And, yeah, I'm okay with Christian and Allison, but only because Ari put herself in the wrong category. The actors get to pick their own categories, and then from what I've heard, and the cast and the crew vote for them. So Ari was the one who put herself in supporting. So, yeah.
Maybe she thought she'd have a better chance at winning
in
supporting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she did great. I would totally give it to her. I mean, it was having such an, you know, having a character who did such unsympathetic things, and yet when she had her miscarriage, I was in tears. And when they were taking Sydney away from her and giving her to Sammy, even though it was Sammy's kid, I was feeling for Nicole. And, I mean, I think that's so the law of the actress to make you feel so much for her character when, you know, she literally, you know, stole a baby and plotted the whole thing from the beginning, and, you know. But,
yeah. Her grief was real when she lost that baby. I mean, this is like no makeup. I mean, yeah, she did a really good job on that.
Interestingly enough, one of the actresses from All My Children who did the same thing last year, she finally put herself as a lead. Alicia Minshew. She's been going as supporting actress for at least 2 or 3 years now, and so I noticed she finally put herself as a lead actress. The thing is, the people in the lead actress category, man, it would be hard. You have people like Erica Slezak and Susan Flannery. And,
yeah. Well, with Alicia,
I can't even see Kristen getting a nomination.
I didn't think she had enough strong stuff this year to get anything. I mean, there was the whole Carly Bowe thing, but I just don't think, you know, she seems to, it just doesn't seem strong enough to me. Alicia Minshew probably did best actress this year, too, because, you know, with All My Children moving to L.A., there, Alicia Minshew and I can't remember the guy who plays Zach. I'm not into that show that much. But, you know, Thorsten K, yeah, him. They, you know, big outcry for those two to stay and go to L.A., you know, because they're such a popular couple on that show, and they're not, and I don't think Thorsten K is going to go. Alicia Minshew will go for a little while, I think, to wrap a storyline or something. And forgive me if I'm wrong, because I'm not really an All My Children fan, but, I mean, I think maybe she's kind of milking that because, you know, the fans are really wanting them there, and so maybe she's like, well, this is my shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just had a baby, and I guess her husband has a business in New York, so they're just flying in. But ABC's paying
for it,
and they're wrapping up their storyline.
They still moved, too. They still had the previous head writer, so maybe now that they've got a new head writer, maybe they're both rethinking what they're going to do.
Well, it's hard for Thorsten K, too, because his wife or his significant other is on One Life to Live.
It's crazy to do that.
Yeah, so he's in New York. He could probably, I'm sure One Life to Live will probably pick him up.
I'm just curious how much.
I think there's lots of One Life to Live fans that are afraid that they will.
When it comes to actors and their agents, do actors want to be nominated? Do they put this, do they have their agent pushing it for them? You know, there could be backstage politics, too, in a lot of this. That's just
I don't
the point
know.
I'd throw in there. No?
Submit their own thing, too, if they
after
want.
After watching this for a few years, I think there's more politics involved in this than a presidential election. In a presidential election, you're voting for things that matter to you. Man, this is just like, I don't see people getting nominated, let alone winning based on what they do.
Or are there back favors being paid, you know, to certain actors to, you know, well, we didn't get it this year, we'll do it for you next year or something.
Yeah. Well, hell, the lead actor category has just switched back and forth for, 6 years in a row now?
Yeah, and Christian LeBlanc's not nominated this year. That's like, it's Tony Geary's year.
Tony Geary is.
Yeah, Tony Geary's.
So
on your, you know, I don't
Geary's
think that's right.
Turn already, so he'll probably.
I've been watching a little General Hospital this year, and the guy that Dominic Zapronia, I think is his name, who plays Dante, this young kid, he wasn't in the pre-noms, and oh, he should have been, because, you know, I mean, I don't know. To me, Maurice Bernardi plays Sonny. He just does the same thing all the time, and so does Anthony Geary, for that matter. They're entertaining, but it's nothing you don't, you know, they've got their shtick, and they do it every day. And, I mean, this kid, he should have been
a
young actor or something, but he should have been somewhere, because I was shocked not to see his name.
I think Tony Geary's a little more entertaining than Maurice, but not.
Yeah,
but
he's funny.
Neither of them should have been the person nominated.
No.
I'm not sure I would have wanted the guy playing Jason nominated either, and he probably would have been.
I don't see
that. That would have been even worse.
Yeah. I don't get it with him. I really don't. Of course, I haven't been watching that long, but so from what I've been seeing, I just don't get it.
Right.
But, I was thinking of Jason,
Sonny.
The guy who plays Jason, yeah.
Oh,
or,
okay.
And Sonny
both of
is
them.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, Sonny has a pair of gorgeous bedroom eyes, so that's all it is.
But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, talking about...
Cow?
Other than that, he's forgotten how to act, man.
But talking about,
doing
you know...
that a long time ago. People complain about Tony Geary not acting, but at least he's not walking through looking like a stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I turn it on.
Maybe
Jason,
I'm talking about
the guy playing Jason. Oh God.
About politics, that Tamara Braun, who won, you know, supporting actress last year for what was the name of her character? I forget. Who did she play last year?
Ava.
And it was just like, I mean, she was good, but she wasn't that good. I mean, I was shocked when she won.
She had that one moment of close to being brilliant because the writing really did suck.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She
what
managed
I've heard
to do something with it.
The,
but we're talking about
the,
a three-second period, you know.
Uh-huh. I think she got the win because she worked on so many different soaps that she had friends from all the other soaps that were voting for or whatever,
yeah.
You know. And so that's how the politics are working, because if you're really just looking at the strength of the performance, I'm sorry. It just wasn't
It's not going to happen, yeah.
Worthy of it.
Need
the
fans to vote.
Which is, I guess, why James Scott at least has a chance, because he's been on one other soap,
yeah,
not that long.
No,
I have to say, even though John, I know people are going to say John Aniston wasn't a lead this year, but he is, but his character has been on this show for how many years? It was like
exactly,
it was like Teo's situation 2 years ago. I didn't have a problem
like
with it. I'm not sorry that Peter Breckle didn't get a spot. He got nominated last year.
Right.
John has never been nominated. I'd love John to get nominated. Even
yeah.
if it means...
Oh, yeah.
I still consider him a lead actor.
I don't think Peter Breckle did any better than John Aniston this year.
No.
Personally.
No, I can't say that I do either so much. It's just that he had the lead storylines, and Aniston... I mean, he's very talented. I'm enjoying it, but Aniston mainly was doing, Victor was mainly doing the zingers, you know, the zingers at Vivian's, at Kate's wedding, Stefano and all this. And if he had more of a front runner storyline, then I would put him in the lead actor category. But
I agree with that. But considering how screwed up this process is to begin with, I kind of don't have a problem with these people doing this, because it's not like anybody else isn't screwing up either.
No,
anyway,
sure.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Team Aniston again.
I'm Jenna. I don't care where he wins. I just hope he wins.
I'd give anything for him and Joe to get.
Yeah.
I'd love for him to win.
Oh, Joe, I hope he wins. He's a supporting, right?
Yeah. Let's segue into a supporting actor. We have Joe Mescolo and, for some bizarre reason, Sean Christian.
Oh. That is like night and day right there.
My only saving grace about that is that it was him instead of it could have been Jerring instead.
He shouldn't be there at all.
That would have been even worse.
The man can't act.
No.
Maybe they're doing it for Sean Christian because he's been doing the charity work and doing the meet and greets. That would be my only part of it why they, but Joe, I don't know, I think Joe would win it over him any day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
And I hope Joe gets it. He's never, I don't think he's ever been nominated.
I don't think.
And he, God knows he deserves something after, you know, talk about someone who's been on the show for years.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the best villains in daytime.
Something out of the most unbelievable crap. He's still, no matter how bad it is, he manages to do something with it.
Well, maybe maybe he will win it this year then. Maybe he will.
See, in some ways,
really,
I'm glad Aniston
enjoyed
lead
his
actor
team.
Because at least with Aniston and lead actor, that if he were in supporting actor, then Mescola wouldn't have as good a shot at winning.
Maybe
right.
That's why they did it.
You know.
That would be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Although
they should have switched them because Joe's certainly been on a whole lot more than John Aniston.
But not this last year.
I know.
He's the one I'm rooting for the most.
Even Sean Christian getting a pre-nom isn't as bad as the supporting actress category.
There we go.
I want to know what they were all smoking when they did this.
Lauren
Coughlin should be in there, not Nadia.
Even Leanne Hunley.
Yeah,
Leanne didn't come till December. Yeah, Leanne wouldn't have been eligible. She came till December.
Because I noticed with General Hospital, I think Jonathan Jackson
is an actor.
He wasn't on the show for that long this year. Maybe he came on in November or something. So, I mean, I'm sure Louise Sorrell was on before he was.
Yeah, Louise was in September.
Yeah, so that was to me. Yeah, Nadia Borland over Louise Sorrell. You've got to be kidding me.
Over Louise Sorrell, over Peggy McKay, over Leanne. I mean, literally, there are at least a half a dozen women
on that show
who should have been nominated in front of her.
And maybe they'll give it to
a nomination. I would cringe. I would never even admit I watched this show if she gets a nomination. I would just that would be sick.
Oh, well, here's a question for you. What is Nadia going to possibly submit?
I don't know.
Somebody wrote the coma. Somebody said the coma seat or something.
Coma, that was her best work.
That's the one
she best
got
she ever did.
Maybe it's her praying to God, you know.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. The priest that was pimping Danilo. I thought that, seriously, if some other actress was playing that, they would have played it as a farce or played it as camp, and it would have sold better. But Nadia was real serious about it, you know, really praying to God, you know, to tell her, give her a sign. And I just think if R.E.M. Zucker would have done it, she would have had it be, you know, pretty funny, and it would have been a little bit more comical, but Nadia was so serious it was funny. I think she just completely displayed the entire scene. It was, it was unintentionally funny. But, yeah, I think it has to be the, Are You There, God, It's Me, Chloe scene that I did a blog about. That was like, one of the funniest scenes of the year, and it was by accident. Because, you know, God has nothing better to do than to pick between Lucas and Daniel. But, oh, man, that's funny. Oh, we have younger actor and younger actress. Mm. And I know Queen of the Night mentioned Mark Capra, and I, like, totally forgot him for young male. But
I had a hard time with the young actor, but, yeah. He's one.
Why didn't they
use Casey?
He's a better actor, but his character is such a wimpy.
Yeah, I just think he's
Dylan
Newton, and I like him with Molly. So,
did they put Dylan Patton in?
Yes, they did.
I forgot.
Oh,
I could think of for Will Patton was the grieving over Grace stuff. I thought he was good with that, but other than that, I'm like, was he going to submit? What's that Chad guy going to submit? Maybe the scene where Nicole comes on to him on the pier to try to get Sydney. But it's like, to me, I do think
really
Mark Kafka should have been there instead. But
I don't think they have a chance in hell there.
No,
not with the other people who got nominated.
Molly Burnett.
Well, I thought the same thing, though, last year.
Molly Burnett.
Yeah, Molly Burnett's got a chance.
The guy playing Max and
yeah.
Well, speaking of Molly Burnett.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this last week I thought she was screeching so much.
Yeah.
I put that in my little pics of the week.
She was a little
blog
high.
Day, is, you know,
oh.
When she was upset in the bed, she was screaming. And the thing is, you know, it's like, yes, she's improving and everything, but God, someone direct the girl, because someone's got to realize how she's coming across. It's just like, it was painful to hear, painful to see, and not in a good way, you know,
right.
and so, I mean, I'm really she's losing points with me rapidly.
If any day's actor gets nominated, I'll be shocked, because the way they're filming stuff is what I hear is true, that they're filming it out of sequence. I can't even imagine how, as an actor, you make that work.
Well, they always film out of sequence.
Well, I think Ari Zucker should get, you know, I could see her getting.
I think.
Yeah, I can see Ari and Allison, maybe James, maybe Molly.
James.
Yeah.
Joseph Mastolo.
Joe.
I really
yeah.
think he's got a good shot.
That's one of
I do.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he sells it every time, and so often also, sometimes they just give the wins almost as tributes more than because, you know, deserved for that year, and you know, he certainly deserves a tribute. So
he certainly deserves it before Austin Peck.
Austin Peck wasn't bad in As the World Turns. He got a little better.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he's not Austin of Days anymore, but he, you know, when he did his death scenes and stuff, I saw that and I thought, I mean, it moved me, and I, God knows, I am not an Austin Peck fan, but you know, I'll give him some credit, but I give it to Trent Dawson on As the World Turns any day over Austin Peck. That's
And how about Kyle Lauder?
Oh, now he was barely on. And he's horrible.
And Brandon Beamer.
And for what, taking his shirt off? I don't know.
Not to mention, if they nominate Bradford Anderson over Jonathan Jackson, I'm just going to, I'm going to be
yeah.
sick.
Yeah, well, I like Bradford Anderson, but yeah, he pretty much does his own shtick, too. And Jonathan Jackson.
Well, I mean, it's
taken.
Constant stick. There is nothing else.
Yeah.
Every time I
well,
turned it
he had a little bit going for him with the non-wedding, the non-maxi wedding,
yeah.
And then when she cheated on him with the movie star guy, Franco. Yeah, and so, you know, he had a few good
nominate,
moments this year.
At least they didn't nominate him.
Well, gang, this is Bleepity, and I'm going to sign off for the night. I'm fighting sinus problems, so... it was nice talking to all
thank
of you.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
I'll be there Tuesday.
All right, we'll see
yep,
you
we'll
Tuesday.
Be there Tuesday. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And Shelley Hennig didn't do just a whole heck of a lot, and she was pre-nommed, right, for the... Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that was
the girl playing Mia. Which would you choose?
Well...
Shelley,
I
yeah.
have to admit, though, Taylor, I don't like her at all, but, you know, but I think Spritler had stronger scenes to submit than Shelley Henning did.
Yeah. That's the thing. The bad actors, the younger actors, are getting the good writing, and the actors that probably could do pretty well
something
aren't getting
with
anything.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they more capable?
I'll take
I mean,
your word for it, but... I'll take your word for it that Mia did something worthy, but I didn't see anything.
I didn't
know.
Well, she didn't live up to the material. She could have been really good, but she most of the time. Well, I mean, I don't want to bash Spritler too much, but you know,
I don't like Shelley Henning all that much. But at least she doesn't make me cringe whenever I watch her.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, she's at least she takes the material. She doesn't do anything special with it, but she doesn't make me. Want to cry under the bed.
Well, I almost when I was thinking of the pre-noms, I was like, give it to that little Sierra. Give it to Lauren Bowles.
No. Give it to Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney's out.
Yeah.
Give it to Sydney.
Oh, yay.
She's a supporting actress. Come on.
Well, younger actress, hey.
Or younger actress.
That's
yeah.
what I meant for younger actress.
Yeah, how old do you have to be? Yeah.
Well, you have to be under a certain age. I don't think you
have to be under 30.
I don't know. Is
yeah.
there a...
Under
a little
bit, yeah.
It's under 30.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Anybody that little? Real little ones have gotten younger actors, right? Has that ever happened? Like 4 or 5 years old?
They used to have a child actor
I thought so.
Category?
Child.
I don't know.
Maybe
did.
Under 12 or something like that? Or?
No.
Okay.
I thought they used to, but maybe.
I thought they did,
that. I'm getting old anyway, so who knows? Okay.
In the chat room, they said Shelly could submit
getting locked in the
yeah, the casket
morgue?
Scenes. Yes, the casket
the morgue.
Scenes.
Oh.
Yes, the morgue scenes.
The drawer of death scene.
Whatever happened to Owen? He was a hottie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You need to bring him back.
Maybe he could come back and he was really Nicholas Alamein, and there you go.
Ooh.
That's what I was saying is,
oh,
we, you know, Carly's like, oh, you know, Melanie, it's all for Melanie. The happiest moment of my life is when you were born. I'm like, what about your son, Nicholas, who she's not in mm-hmm. speaking terms with? And I'd love to see some hot, sexy young actor who's got a real, plays a good mean streak come on as Nicholas Alamein and really mm-hmm. mess things up for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was really, Owen was really Nicholas Alamein, and we just didn't know it.
Yeah. They could do that, heck.
Well, not only did they waste him, they wasted the guy playing his dad, Gordon Thompson.
Oh, I know, and God,
oh, yeah.
Adam from Dynasty.
No.
That's Adam.
Poor Adam, he didn't get to stay on long enough for Leanne to come back. Now, that would
come
been
back,
fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that
didn't
have been
bring
awesome.
Him back as, why didn't they bring him as the governor? That would have been a hell of a lot more fun. Than
ooh.
I love to see what they did. Really,
oh,
they should have
yeah.
brought.
Yeah, and he'd been better as Anna's ex too. That's
oh,
believable.
Yeah.
They were
whole dynasty thing.
Well, I was mm-hmm. yeah, I was saying that. At the
I
end
honestly
the day,
did, but he seems a little old to be one of Anna's ex flames.
So Stuart Damon,
Damon,
yeah, he's in his 70s. He's like 20 years older than Leanne Hunley.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
How old are you?
Anna
he's
is
like
into
72.
Men with money, even if they're older. So I guess that works.
Yeah.
Well, I really think that whole Stuart Damon thing can be played more for comedy than anything else. That's what he did on As the World Turns. He was playing sort of after he had been let go from General Hospital, he played sort of a gangster guy in As the World Turns, and it was mostly kind of comic shtick stuff, you know. So I have a feeling
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the same kind of thing on Days. And hey, Leanne Hunley's a great comedic actress, so I think it's going to be fun to see
yeah.
what they do.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hold your breath for Love in the Afternoon or anything like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, well, that's okay.
We don't want to see that.
I'm just kind of glad they're not going to feed her to the shark.
We don't
want to
see that one.
You know, just to save
the
staff.
Yeah. Well, they only have one. Yeah, they only had one Tony Anna love scene. I don't want to see Anna and, you know,
exactly.
Sonia's boyfriend.
Love in the Afternoon
yeah.
is Tony and Anna, I'm sorry, so
no.
there you go.
Yeah,
you know, I'd rather see Leanne with Stuart Damon than Anna and Roman again, and I was worried
no.
they were going to go down
yeah.
that road.
Oh, we don't
want to
see
no.
Anna and Roman, no.
Yes.
No.
No, I've never wanted it, although never. She did help Josh, but, I mean, the writing back then, the dialogue back then was 100% better than it is right now. So I don't trust these. I understand the writing's better than it's been, but
Anna and EJ,
it's not as good as it
that
was.
That might work.
Who, Anna and EJ?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if he quits treating her like a dog, he's
yeah.
so mean.
Well.
No, they're going to have to fall for Sammy again.
Not any worse than he did to Sammy, so, but whatever.
True
you
enough.
Know.
I didn't mind
yeah.
him falling for Sammy until she turned into this.
Ugh. Yeah.
No, I liked EJ and Sammy very much back in the day. I think I lost
oh, I
interest in them with that whole Colleen and Santos mess. And then it never really got back to, you know, but I hope they have
the
a little
same.
Bit of happiness before Sammy finds out, you know, that he did the whole thing. It's reminding me a bit of like the, I don't know, One Life to Live when Todd Manning like kidnapped his kid and Blair thought he was kidnapped. She didn't realize he had kidnapped her and all this, and he pretended he didn't and all that stuff. It was like this is like a recycled storyline from back then. Anyway,
why the continued posts I see about how Dina Higley is absolutely not writing this show kind of cracked me up. Since I see so much of what she wrote on One Life showing up.
Oh, really? I didn't know she wrote
oh.
that. Did she write that?
Well, she was writing Todd at the time that... She was writing Todd at the time when he got kidnapped and raped.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
what's her name became
after...
pregnant with his kid. That was,
well, that was way
and
after
And
that.
For a little while after that. She was writing it for almost a year. So she got me to stop watching because, man, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And I haven't been able to go back, even though I know it's better, but.
Yes. So let's go to the present. So Carly's Melanie's mom, even though we know that, what, 3 or 4 months ago? Doesn't it seem like it's been forever since we've known that? It just never
aired. She told
we
her,
knew
finally?
Daniel was the father, too, for a while.
Yeah, we've known that for a while.
Yeah.
I understand why they couldn't keep that
secret.
Older
on the show, right?
You need to keep, yeah. Sometimes I think they should keep some things more secret. I don't know.
Well, it was surprising to me how Dan didn't seem to have a clue that he might be the father. I mean, if he did it with Carly in a medical conference, where he's like, I tried to block it out. I'm like, gee, thanks a lot. I'd be really insulted if I were Carly first to say it. But, you know, yeah, it's like, hello,
well,
you're a doctor, and you didn't think it might be a possibility.
I understand her wanting to block it out, but him? He wasn't married, was he?
He says he hardly remembered it or something.
He's
well,
like,
they
didn't
really
drunk. Yeah, he said, I hardly remember it anyway.
And they didn't say if it was before or after he was married to that, is married to Rebecca or Emily or whatever her name was. And, yeah, so they didn't even say kind of in the history where that was, you know.
This is a man who groped his patients. Man, he has a, he's got some modesty. Wow.
No, he just has the typical guy sexual amnesia. Once it's done, they forget. That's just... If you look at soaps, almost all the fathers are surprised they're the father. Like, they can't do the math. I mean, that is just the soap stable that men don't know they father children.
Yeah.
They can't.
For 40 years, the soap things, they need to be a little more imaginative and remember that some of us have been watching that long, and so...
Well, yeah, even that. I mean, there are...
They couldn't kill them to just... never mind. Going on my rant again. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and we're looking like we're finally getting some movement on the kidnapping. So I'm getting tired of seeing poor Anna and Sydney in that cabin. They need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So EJ faked Sydney's death, and for some reason or other, he's in Sammy's bedroom. That was a bit awkward.
Yeah.
And then Anna gives him the great idea to that Sammy was the hero. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to.
Can't believe EJ didn't figure that out himself. But I'm glad Anna
told him. EJ isn't able to figure out a whole lot for himself. Since in the last couple of years, since a certain writing team took over, they stole his brain. And even when they gave it back, they didn't give his
gave it
back
to him a little bit.
They're very stingy with it, though.
Well, Ray has the Salem brain, so there's just nothing there for everybody else.
I love when EJ told him we don't need another hero.
Yeah. That's why I used that as the blog title. See, that's a Tina Turner right off the bat.
Yeah.
That would make an interesting video.
Yeah, someone should make a montage. Kind of like a big old anti-race video or something. But, Victor had the Salem brain, too. He's the one who switched the combs on Vivian. So you have to give him some credit for that. That was pretty nice.
Victor.
Yeah, and I still don't get the whole Carly shit and Melanie thing. I mean, unless you have a clean shot, don't take it. or don't try to shoot somebody by shooting through someone else first. I mean, she did not have a clear shot of Vivian. I don't understand why she even pulled the trigger. I mean, that whole thing was weird.
But was this the same director that was directing the day that Bart got killed? Because that sounds like it sort of went that way.
Yeah, I was going to ask Steve Blackwood about that. That was the most... Who jumps in front of two identical-looking men with swords? I mean, he jumped... That was terrible. I mean, that would never happen in life. No one would jump between two people with swords. And I still understand why Carly's running around town, you know, after she violated her bail already. I mean, I guess Bo didn't rearrest her, but I mean, she's just walking around town, even though everybody knows she's still Melanie. I just don't understand.
Salem PD's reputation as a joke is continuing, I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Bo shouldn't have been allowed to bail her out. I mean, the commissioner doesn't bail out people who show
true.
Stupid. it's not even a scandal. I mean, that should
well,
be in the
thought, well, oh, Beth, I was going to say, I thought he bailed her, he got her out after she supposedly killed Larry, but then they got her off the hook for that, so I guess it doesn't count.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, it just should have been front-page news. I mean, they're living together. He bails her out, and he's investigating her at the same time. I mean, yeah, that's genius.
Conflict of interest isn't something the Salem PD worries about.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, you had Roman going to Marlena's house and letting her off the hook for trying to shoot EJ.
Oh,
I know.
I wasn't going
to let Kate off the hook.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, Roman should have all been involved with the Kate in the Boots storyline instead of Rafe. You know, but they don't want Kate and Roman in the same room together, apparently.
No. I don't know why.
It hasn't happened in a while. I don't know.
That gives Kate a storyline, and we can't have that, you know.
Yeah. Although I like Kate, but I did like Roman and Kate.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the news that Dave doesn't want to pay Peter Reckle, so he's going to be off for a whole month?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Used up so many
after,
of his, I don't understand
how
many
they,
of his time.
He agreed to take a 50% pay cut, so how much can they be paying him anyway? But it's really going to matter.
So where are they spending
Which only proves to me
where's
that
Bo going?
That just proves to me, though, that the whole storyline isn't about Bo or Hope. It's all about Carly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying is to someone online, I was talking and saying that, you know, Bo is dropping Hope like a hot potato for Carly, and Carly's probably going to drop Bo for a hot potato for Daniel now, you know, for the sake of Melanie.
Oh, that's
bad. And it's going to,
you
know.
That's not believable in the least.
Well, I think when Bo goes away for a month, I bet that will happen because, you know,
yeah.
Carly's
going
to bomb.
I'm not
Carly and Daniel
that.
Get closer.
I'm not disagreeing that it will happen. I'm just saying hypothetically.
Yeah, it's stupid that it will happen. Yeah, well.
That's where they're going.
When Crystal Chappelle came on the show, I knew that it was going to turn into her taking over because she was really, she had taken over the show quite a bit in the 90s before she left, I thought, you know, and then her Guiding Light fame and all that, and now she's really taken over. Which, you know.
Here I was complaining about Ari being on so much. I wish Ari would come back and be on.
Well, she'll come
back.
And she probably won't because Carly has eaten the show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe when Nicole's back, she'll get her own again. I
mm-hmm.
hope so. Someone there likes her because that's what I was saying. She was no supporting actress. But it was
no.
Nicole's show for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So I think when she comes back, hopefully.
At least she's entertaining. Carly is like watching a limp noodle with her, you know, playing the victim. Every day in and day out. I don't see how that is entertaining to anybody.
I think she's just
unless you're a Crystal Chappelle fan and you really adore her, then yeah, I understand. But fans in general.
Well, I think so far a lot of the adoration is still from the stuff she did on Guiding Light, you know, or One Life to Live, or whatever her other shows. Because, yeah, the strength of the show of Carly as she's written now has not been anything that outstanding, you know.
Nope.
It's been
so
very, very plot-driven.
Even Carly compared to original Carly. And I wasn't a fan of original Carly, and I'd rather watch that. But there's absolutely no comparison between this Carly and Olivia. Olivia never bored me, ever. And I'm not the biggest Crystal Chappelle fan, but at least Olivia on Guiding Light was interesting.
Yeah. And I am so tired I like Lawrence Alamein, but I'm so tired of Ghost Lawrence coming around every day. It's just like, okay, you're dead, go away. Either come back from
well,
dead or don't.
But, I like him, but I don't like what they've done to the character, so I just don't care anymore. I want Vivian to have her revenge and get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
And then stick around, and her and Victor can entertain me with their barbs. That was a hell of a lot more entertaining. And it's not because I don't like heroes and heroines. It's just that they're all so terrible at the moment. Nothing about them is entertaining. When the villains are more entertaining, there's something wrong with the writing. But.
Well, the best thing about Carly is she's her own worst enemy, and she's just like this. She's just stupid. I mean, she's constantly just flowing with her emotions and not stopping and thinking. And she hurts and she hurts everybody around her. There's always collateral damage with Carly.
Don't you think they're kind of writing her like she's 12? I mean, that's what 12-year-olds do. They create their own problems.
Yeah. So that's, she led everybody to Melanie. She led Vivian straight to Melanie. I mean, you know, she might as well just worn the T-shirt that says, I'm Melanie's mother. Because, I mean, everybody knew. I mean, Ciara knew, Hope knew, Victor knew, Vivian knew.
Yes, Ciara knew.
Ciara knew.
That teen had me rolling on the floor.
That was brilliant writing.
I was waiting for Sydney to tell Anna after that. Even though she'd never met her, but still.
I think Anna might get left off the hook because Sydney's not talking too much for being a year old, so she might not be able to say Anna anytime.
Well, that would be great.
That's why I kind of wonder if they're not going to have Nicole spill the beans.
Nicole's going to remember somehow. Somebody's going to mention that Anna's
been found. Unless Anna is again going to be one of the few people who gets away with something. Which would be
Anna always has a tendency of getting away with stuff. She always,
did.
Yeah, she's one of the few people on this show who's ever gotten away with stuff. Everybody else, it always comes out, but.
Well, with that scene with Ray, she's like, yeah, I've interrogated before, or wherever it was. I can't remember what she said. But
although the first time she met him,
first
time in Sammy's apartment, I'm thinking, well, why is he even suspicious in the first place if she's related? Why would he be going on?
She's in town to see Tony. It made sense. Should have made sense.
Yeah, Anna is Sammy's sister's mother, so, you know.
Right.
Not only is she related to
because her last name is Demira, that's why.
Yeah,
Sammy's
mother.
Yeah,
anyway,
you're guilty. Right, you're a suspect and you're
married
guilty.
To a guy who died because he didn't get along with his family, no less. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Writers. And since you're the ones who killed him off in the first place, you should have remembered that.
Yeah.
Not that they remember anything they write, let alone anything anybody else writes.
Right. One part of the show that's really bugging me is Bo. I mean, seriously, I just want to slap him.
Such an idiot.
He is so mean. Oh my gosh.
He's cold hearted. Yeah. Is it just revenge? I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
trying to punish Hope.
He acts like Hope's the one who cheated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really does. And if he can do whatever he's still so mad and bitter over what she did 6 months ago. It's like, you know, get over it already. You're the one cheating. And he really thinks he's completely justified in cheating. I mean, oh my gosh, he's like John Edwards or something. He's just a different planet. I just don't understand. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to Peter Reckon not being on the show for a month, so I won't hate Bo so much.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll like him better after he comes back. But, I mean, he was just so mean to Hope this week. And Hope's pissing me off because she keeps taking it. You know,
right.
I have more respect for her if she just turned around and said F you to him and laughed.
That's what the old Hope would have done.
I just can't.
But since she came back at Maison Blanche, she just takes so much crap from that she never took before.
Yeah. Well, she lost the spirit that she had, you know, when the young Hope had. Yeah, young Hope would have just, you know, she would have given him hell.
Young Hope did not put up with any crap from that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's tired of her not putting up with his crap anymore. So he's just done. You know what I mean? But I can't even imagine her taking them back. Because, I mean, you know, she knows the big secret.
I don't even
want
to root for them anymore.
No. But she knows the big secret now. And, you know, Bo's not even explaining really that's the reason why he wanted her out of the house. I mean, you know, and why he needed to watch Carly. I don't think he'll buy that that was a good enough reason. And I don't need to buy that either.
Was he doing this with Billy when they were in Rome? Because I wasn't watching back then. But I kind of heard things.
No?
I don't remember. I remember he made her sign divorce
that.
Papers, and Billy was pregnant, I think. And, yeah, I mean, well.
Was
Hope
it all Billy's doing? Did she trick the whole thing, or did
yeah,
he have
I think Billy,
to do with that?
Yeah, I think so. There was some manipulation going on with Billy. But to tell you the truth, I wasn't watching a whole lot back then. I just remember I remember some of that storyline, but no, it's not the first time Hope's been trod all over by Bo, and it won't be the last, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Well, I'm just wondering which couple is the more messed up, Bo and Hope or EJ and Sammy. I'm like, which couple has the least chance of getting back together again?
Yeah, but at least EJ and Sammy, they're both messed up people to begin with. Bo and Hope were never this
messed, yeah.
They didn't used to be this screwed up. They had you know, they had a depth of feeling for each other that, you know, when they got to that point, that's, you know, that mattered more. EJ and Sammy are just two really, really, really screwed up people who deserve each other.
That's true, because what EJ did with Sierra is not that different from what Sammy did to Marlene and Roman when she put Belle on the black market.
Right.
You know? Like, well,
yeah.
She did at the time, but she, I'm like, yeah, that's why I laugh every time Sammy says, what kind of monster would do this to a baby? I'm like, well, look in the mirror,
hello.
You know.
This is karma, darling. This is wonderful karma. You've had this coming a long time. So I have no, I you know, all the, I go to NBC, I don't know why I do, and I sit there and I read all this stuff about how cruel EJ is being to Sammy. And I'm just
trying. Get all the stuff, Sammy.
And this from fans who, and I adore Brian, and I liked Lucas, so I'm not trying to bash him. I don't bash him the way I see a lot of EJ fans do. But I mean, this is coming from fans who have no problem with the fact that Lucas was going to let her die,
mm-hmm.
and let his mother frame her for murder. So, I mean, you know, this is not the first time Sammy's been through this with men.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
You know, they make it sound like EJ is the devil incarnate, so she's never, you know, been with a guy who's screwed around with her head before. Not that she doesn't turn around and do the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, same
thing
with
Mom. This idea that she's her mother is just a crack-up.
So EJ and Sammy probably have a better chance of getting together despite all this kidnapping thing than Bo and Hope probably do after this Carly mess.
No, I think
I think that's
a general
say
concept,
so only though. Because the writers obviously don't care about that. They motivation doesn't mean anything to them.
That's true.
It's day to day, and they think all of their viewers are 12, and that it doesn't matter from day to day what happens as long as.
See, I kind of think their agenda was to break up Bo and Hope because, you know, all the other big vet super couples, they let go. They fired, you know, John and Marlena, Steve and Kayla. Jack and Jennifer were gone. And, you know, and a lot, you know, the big, you know, Bo and Hope were the last big super couple. And I think that was their agenda is let's break up the last super couple on the show, you know.
Well, I have a friend I talked to about this, and she seems to think that the way they're writing Days now is a lot of the way reminds her a lot of Y&R, which she grew up watching because her mother was into it. And I kind of see her point. It's not so much as they want to break up Bo and Hope and put him with Carly as much as they just want to do ping pong back and forth. I mean, it's going to be like Nick and Sharon. It'll just be endless. It'll go on forever. Because because that's what they did on Passion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're doing with this whole Nathan, Stephanie, Melanie, Phillip business. It's like
it's
multiple, from 1 month to the other, they change partners.
How long did they make Lucas, Sammy, Austin, and Carrie last?
That's
from
true.
93 to 90 what? I mean, we're talking almost a decade.
Oh. And then they did it again. Yeah, and it was
terrible. Yeah, and then they brought it back and then revised it.
Mm-hmm.
And by then I thought it was ridiculous because Sammy and Lucas had been through too much together to go regress back to how they were, you know, in the old days,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. I'm sure it's sacrilege to complain about, you know, Bill Bell, but that's the kind of story writing that he was into. And there are days I really, really wish that I had started watching Days of Our Lives in the 70s, but the more I hear about the more I hear about the way the show was written in the 70s, I kind of wonder if I would have liked it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was like Y&R, no, I wouldn't have. I would have hated it. Because I just, it bores me. I mean, what's the point?
Well, Stephen Nichols is there.
Yes, I was just going to ask. What about Stephen? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Right now I'm feeling like he's kind of playing it humorless, Stephen Cassadine-like. I mean, I wish his character, the guy that played him before, William Russ, had more of a sense of humor about him. And Stephen Nichols, we know from his Patch days, he has a wicked sense of humor. But you're not getting to see it on Young the Restless much, and I hope they loosen that character up. Right now he's a little bit of a mustache-twirling bad guy, and I don't like it.
You think it's because I just watched his last scene, the last two, where Catherine has figured out how she can beat him, and I kind of wonder if that's part of it. I haven't been watching all of his scenes, but I agree.
Well, he and Catherine are just getting to the point where they're kind of being nice to, not, you know, at least the war is over, they're at a truce,
yeah.
And so maybe we'll get to see him a little more human now, because right now it's a little one note.
I like Stephen Nichols, but I was, I didn't know that was going to happen, because I thought he would be as humorous, but that's something I agree with. I miss Russell because...
And I totally blame the writer because I know Stephen Nichols can have a sense of humor, you know, so...
Yeah. Maybe that's what they wanted to begin with, but they're the ones who were writing the humor. I mean, Russell wasn't doing it all on his own.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they wanted to change the character, and that's... I don't know. It's a bum, though, if that's what they were doing, because I don't want to see Stephen Nichols being like that.
Yeah. Well,
I liked Stephen Cassadine all right, but he wasn't my favorite Cassadine.
Well, to me, he reminds me of Stefan without the accent right now, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, maybe that is what they were going for, because Helena was always the more amusing of the two, and that's kind of what I get the same vibe on Y&R. Catherine.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to make
Hayworth more entertaining.
Better. Yeah, maybe so.
That's a bummer, though. I don't like that.
Okay, we have 2 minutes to go, so we have to talk about Lost.
Okay.
I have to say, Terry O'Quinn.
I was so bummed you didn't like the last episode. I adored it. When he was talking to his son on the lawn after his recital, I cried.
That was nice. That was nice, but I prefer Meanie Locke. I've heard Locke and Sawyer. I've heard Locke and Sawyer when Sawyer was in his boxers. That was awesome.
Yeah. All drunk, yes. That was great.
Drunk, yeah.
I did like the entire episode the week before last. That was fabulous.
Yeah, I thought the Locke episode was by far the best. The Jack episode's like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, I don't even care that Jack is a kid. Really don't care who the mother is. I just don't care. I just don't care about Jack. I mean, I'm glad he grew up. I'm glad Locke grew up his one. I'm not sure what the hell Kate was up to.
I like Jack still. So.
But we
nice
had no...
to see Jacob again.
I don't care about Jacob either. I thought Hurley was the best part of that episode, though. Because he was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was. He was good.
Oh my gosh, he cracked me up. Eventually, he just told Dugan, "Oh, I'm a candidate. I can do what I want." He's like, "Okay, leave."
Go ahead.
No, say I'm gonna do that in real life. I'm just gonna go up to people and say, "I'm a candidate. I can cut in front of you in line." See if that works. Go ahead. finish it up for us. We're almost done.
Well, I miss my other favorite character this week. And his name has just escaped me.
Ben? You talking about Ben?
Ben! Yes, no, yeah. Ben. I wanted to see more of Ben, the U.S. history teacher, the European history teacher. That was a crack-up.
Well, he said that's significant, the actor.
Yeah.
He said
I saw that interview he did that night. So, of course, everything's significant on that show.
That's true.
I mean, it all means something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the show is over with or not. If my screen has been refreshing for 5 minutes, but I can't see anything. It's midnight, so I think we're done.
According to my clock, we got 2 minutes. But I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Right. Time. So,
my screen is actually completely black right now. I can't see anything.
Oh.
Well, we can keep talking, though. If you guys want to keep talking for a couple of minutes.
Well, until they cut us off.
Do they cut
you
off? I don't know. It's 12 now.
Yeah, I think we're done. Yeah, the listeners can't hear us anymore, but this actually keeps recording. So if you listen to the podcast tomorrow, you can hear all of those.
It will cut off.
Yeah. So it's still recording, but it's not streaming live. If that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I need a new computer. My computer's so screwed up. Seriously, my screen is black. I have no idea what's going on. But anyway, thanks for everything. And
okay.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday with Steve Blackwood.
Okay.
Looking forward
to it. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.